Oh, Sybil.
Welcome back, Mr. Joyner. Really welcome
Anthony
back.
Brown.
Welcome back, player. Rochester, New York, Friday. Jamaica, New York, Saturday. But before that, baby,
we're going back to Orlando.
Yes, we are.
Good morning, Orlando.
O-Town.
We're back on the air.
O-Town.
And we are celebrating. Tomorrow, we will be in O-Town, broadcasting live.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow and Wednesday. Look at these text messages from Orlando. Look at this one. Can we get a man dance to celebrate on Monday to celebrate you coming back on the air in Orlando?
Oh, boy.
You get a lifetime Jinx pass for coming back on in Orlando.
Oh, because you did the work. You put in the work to make that happen.
Thank you, Orlando, for being so patient with us and welcoming us. I'm in Atlanta.
AKA I'm in Atlanta this morning. City, they're calling it.
Oh, my God. 23,000 AKAs in Atlanta, all with pink and green rhinestones. I need to buy stock. No, I don't think there's any left in the world.
In the world.
I mean, and it's not just telephones.
Mm-hmm.
It's complete outfits, player. Complete outfits. Are just pink and green rhinestones. They're all glittered up. And the
is there anything left for the ladies?
And you were there to be honored. So did you represent in pink and green?
No, you didn't.
I can't go out like that
because I've seen it. I saw it yesterday, and I'm glad I didn't. I saw some husbands or boyfriends, and their wives and girlfriends made them
choice.
Put on pink
They had no
suits.
Choice. They had no
had
choice.
No choice.
Had no choice.
And player, there was this one brother. He had to be 350 pounds.
You can see it on his face.
350 pounds of a pink suit.
Oh, my. That's pank.
Looking like a floating Pepto-Bismol bottle.
Wow.
You have no choice. You can either put it on or it's like we used to say, either you get in this or you don't get in this.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just to keep peace in the house, just to get peace in the house, he put it on.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. And thank you. Thank you for not only the honor that you gave me, AKAs, but the $25,000 check for the Time Joyner Foundation. Thank you.
And you can hold that check for a couple of days if you want to. You ain't got to rush it to the bank like a cute check. You just take your time. You know,
the check is good.
It's good.
Money
that
is
check
good.
Is good. The money is good.
The money is good.
A cute check?
Well, okay.
All right.
You want to go there? All right.
You don't want to do all that, then.
And then, Sip, trying to get back from the convention center back to my hotel.
Oh, good luck.
Because there were protests in the streets of Atlanta last night, and they were blocking traffic everywhere. Police were everywhere, just scaring me to death because, I fear the police. And now more than ever. And I saw SWAT teams. And there were motorcycle protesters that were going from intersection to intersection, just blocking the intersections, and then moving on to another intersection, and the police couldn't keep up with them because they were on dirt bikes and everything, and then the thousands of protesters that were in the streets here in Atlanta, just Atlanta last night,
and that was that way across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. There have been protests being held throughout the weekend, starting the way it did, unfortunately, in one city after the protest. But it was like that all weekend long.
Last count I heard was 400 arrested, and that was just Baton Rouge, I think.
Right.
Where are they going to put 400 protesters?
Well, a lot of them, are placed.
Baton Rouge is...
But they're not dangerous criminals. so, you know, they don't have to put them, you know, behind bars, as it were.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is.
One of those, as you were talking about in Louisiana, DeRay McKeeson of Black Lives Matter was one of those arrested while leading the protest. And he was arrested but has been released, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Did you see the picture of the lady in front of the Baton Rouge cops? And she was manhandled. She had on a dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. This is really scary, Sid.
It is scary, Tom, and it is. But it's not unlike a lot of what we know has been going on. Now it has come to the forefront. This kind of protest has been going on for a very long time. It has escalated. Now it's getting the attention. And so now that's all we're seeing on our TV screens these days.
And it's not all black people.
No, absolutely not.
No, last night in Atlanta, it was probably half and half.
If you're going to the protest, you're seeing a lot of people who don't necessarily look like you, but are there in support of what people are protesting, which is better treatment by the police. And the police, by the same token, are saying we want better treatment as well.
And not all the cops are bad.
No.
I mean, you definitely want to say that.
No.
But there are so the
but
bad
you want to get rid of
the stand
you
out.
Want to get rid of, you want to get rid of the
of
bad cops.
Of course you do.
You
got to
get rid
do.
Of the bad cops.
And the, and the police unions protect the bad mm-hmm. cops.
Nobody but, gets prosecuted.
But that's not
right.
true for all police unions, and it's not true for all police departments that they aren't making an effort. I mean, one of the examples that they made this weekend, Tom, was despite what happened in the city of Dallas is one
right.
of those police departments that was really making an effort to have conversations with people and to get the word out that not all cops are bad. And they want people to understand that they are making an effort. And that is true in police departments across the country. One of the really powerful moments, I don't know if you saw it, but was Friday morning with Snoop Dogg and the Game, and they went to the police department in Los Angeles, and this was the day that they were having a graduation for the rookies at the LAPD, and they had a conversation. They went there in peace. They want to talk. They want to make an effort. And if we continue to have those kind of dialogues, I think that things are going to be good, and that we will have some sort of conversation and some open communication, as opposed to just fighting and the anger and all the vitriol that goes along with it.
What is the process? I don't know. I imagine there is a process to interview police. Policemen for psychological trauma because you know, when you stop somebody for a traffic light and you end up shooting them four times, there's something wrong upstairs.
Right. And
you
that,
know,
and
you
that
should
goes
not,
along with it too.
You should not be a policeman. And how do they interview? How do they keep this, you know, because I'm so afraid that a policeman is going to do what they did in Baton Rouge in Minnesota every day, every moment I breathe now, you know, because they're adrenaline. They might just crack at any moment.
Well, that's what a lot of people say, and I can't speak to what kind of psychological testing and what kind of training goes into and what they are being taught or what they are, you know, getting in terms of the fear and the, and you know, bringing down the adrenaline and being calm in those situations.
Yeah.
And that would be a good conversation to have with someone representing the police departments, because it is a necessary conversation.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we got a really big show this
morning.
It's
big and it's important.
And it's